Kathleen Sebelius, the public face of the government's online healthcare exchange woes, told Americans she is sorry for the troubled launch of the so-called Obamacare website.
Do you swear that the testimony you are about to give is...
The health secretary testified before a congressional panel Wednesday.
You deserve better. I apologize. I'm accountable to you for fixing these problems.
Okay. Tell that to John Tankersley, who spent 3 weeks trying to sign up for a health care plan on the website. Or Robert Flora, who's also been trying to get a health care plan since October 1st.
I really have no idea whether or not I'll be offered a better plan, whether or not the government will help me subsidize it.
With recent elements of his health care program under attack, President Obama defended its promise.
And today that promise means that every plan in the marketplace covers a core set of minimum benefits like maternity care and preventive care and mental health care and prescription drug benefits and hospitalization. And they can't use allergies or pregnancy or a sports injury or the fact that you're a woman to charge you more.
The president promised millions of uninsured Americans they can purchase comprehensive health insurance plans at affordable rates.
Nearly half of all single uninsured 18 to 34-year-olds may be able to buy insurance for $50 a month or less. Less than your cell phone bill, less than your cable bill.
But back on Capitol Hill, Republican lawmakers told Sebelius their constituents are not happy with the changes, which have led to health insurance companies sometimes raising costs.
And the result is this person from Cove, Oregon said I was paying $600 a month for a $3,000 deductible. Now it costs me $800 a month for a $5,000 deductible.
Many of my constituents are reaching out to me, those with individual policies, and they are saying to me that my rates are going up 400%. My rates are going up 127%.
The administration is promising frustrated Americans that website problems will be fixed by late November. Officials say the most important thing is that millions of uninsured Americans will now have access to affordable health care. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.